Y ahora nos vamos para los Estados Unidos. El día de ayer, en el programa 6 AM, 9 AM de Caracol, logramos establecer parcialmente varios contactos con el prestigioso actor Robert Redford, quien se encontraba viajando en una carretera en el estado de Connecticut. Vamos a ver si es posible la comunicación con el señor Redford en este momento. Señor Redford, buenos días.
Buenos días.
Bueno, ahora sí lo escuchamos perfectamente. Señor Redford, ¿dónde se encuentra usted en este momento?
Yo hablo un poquito español, por favor.
Mr. Redford, where are you in this moment?
In this moment, I am Washington, D.C.
El señor Redford dice que está en la capital de los Estados Unidos, en Washington. Vamos a preguntarle cuál es el objeto de su visita a Washington, ya que ayer se encontraba en la ciudad de Nueva York. What is the purpose of your visit to Washington, Mr. Redford?
There are three purposes. One, to try to get permission to make a film in Havana, a love story to be filmed in Havana, to meet with environmental organizations, and to go with my daughter to the art gallery.
Bueno, hay varias razones. La primera es profesional. Está pidiendo el permiso para rodar una historia de amor, una película, en La Habana, Cuba. Otra razón es para asistir con su hija a la galería, al Museo de Arte de la Ciudad de Nueva York. Can you tell us a little bit more about this film in La Habana, Cuba?
No, I cannot, because it would take too long. It's a love story. It's a love story that takes place with two Americans who happened to be in Havana in 1958, before the change in the, before the revolution. And the background is historical events of that time, but beyond that, it's just a love story.
Dice el señor Redford que tomaría mucho tiempo contarnos la película. Tan solo nos avanza que es una historia de amor localizada en 1958, antes de la revolución, y que naturalmente tiene en cuenta los eventos históricos que sucedieron por esa época. Vamos a preguntarle si él va a actuar en la película, o la va a dirigir, o la va a producir. Are you going to be an actor in the movie, or are you going to direct the movie?
Sí, sí.
Dice que...
Yes.
Both, actor and director.
Just actor, solamente.
And who is going to be the director?
Sidney Pollack.
Bueno, esta es una primicia de Caracol. La próxima película de Sidney Pollack, el premiado director, va a tener lugar en La Habana y será protagonizada por Robert Redford, quien no dirigirá la película. El señor Redford ha tenido muchos acercamientos con Cuba. Ha participado en seminarios cinematográficos en Cuba. Vamos a preguntarle por qué razón ha querido acercarse a la industria cinematográfica y a las historias que se originan para cine en Cuba. For what reason are you so close with Cuba? You have been in Cuba several times, and you have been in the Institute of Film in Cuba. For what reason do you like to go to Cuba and to work with Cuba?
I have not been in Cuba several times. I've only been once for 3 days. And my reason for going was I had been invited to go by Gabriel García Márquez. And I had invited Márquez to come to the United States to be a guest of my institute because my institute is featuring an exchange with Latin American film. With Latin American filmmakers, we are trying to encourage and to invite Latin American filmmakers to come to the United States and to observe the way we work and to see if we can help them make their films in their countries. So Márquez is a great film fan, and he came to help me communicate to the Latin American filmmakers from many, many countries, Argentina, Colombia, Venezuela, Brazil, Mexico, Cuba. He has been helpful in that effort. So he invited me to come to Cuba to observe his school, the Foundation for New Latin American Cinema. So I went at his invitation. That was the only reason that I went.
Dice que la única razón por la cual visitó Cuba es porque recibió una invitación de nuestro premio Nobel, Gabriel García Márquez, quien a su vez fue invitado por el mismo señor Redford a los Estados Unidos para que conozca su instituto. Él ha querido compartir ideas con Gabriel García Márquez, quien es un gran fanático del cine, y observar cómo se está desarrollando esta industria en países como Argentina, como Brasil, como Venezuela, con otros países. Ha sido un intercambio a nivel latinoamericano que ha originado el señor García Márquez con el señor Redford. Quisiera preguntarle al señor Redford si él ha pensado en la posibilidad de hacer alguna película con una historia de García Márquez. Have you think the possibility to make a film about a story of García Márquez?
I would be very interested. I think it would be very difficult because the cultures are very different. The North American and the South American cultures are different in terms of the mysticism of the culture. Our culture does not have much mysticism, and in Latin America there is much mysticism. And one thing I hope is to try to, in developing this program with Latin America through film and the filmmakers, that we will come to understand, we will come to better understand Latin America, the culture, so that we can become better neighbors.
Dice que le gustaría, pero que es una situación difícil, ya que las culturas de nuestros países, de Norteamérica y de Latinoamérica, son distintas en razón a sus orígenes, a su mismo misticismo. Pero se trata es de desarrollar un intercambio y de poder llegar a lograr trabajos conjuntos en un futuro. El señor Redford ha promocionado mucho un instituto que se llama el Sundance Institute, que está en Salt Lake City. Vamos a preguntarle un poquito en qué consiste esta obra que él está desarrollando en el estado de Utah. Can you explain us, Mr. Redford, a little bit about your work in the Sundance Institute and the purpose of the institute?
Yes. The purpose of the institute is to encourage independent film, is to encourage the vision of the independent filmmaker, to protect the vision of the independent filmmaker. And so our work is to give opportunity to new filmmakers who have stories to tell. And it is my hope that, and it is a place to experiment, a place to develop. That is what Sundance is all about. It is a place to develop. We have also created this new division for Latin American exchange because I believe there is much talent in Latin America. And I believe that our filmmakers in North America, in the United States, can learn a great deal from the Latin American filmmakers. I feel we can learn a lot about resourcefulness. And perhaps we can help, in exchange, we can help the Latin American filmmakers in many ways also. So I'm very hopeful because I think film is a wonderful translator of culture. That through this exchange, we will come to better understand each other and we can begin to work cooperatively. It is also my hope, since I am a fan of Latin American film, it is my hope that we can create enough of an exchange where we can improve the distribution for Latin American film in the United States. I would like to see that happen. So those are some of the reasons for the Institute, but primarily it is for American filmmakers, it is for developing new talent and keeping alive the independent vision or the story that a filmmaker wishes to tell.
Sí, conservar el punto de vista independiente. El Sundance Institute quiere apoyar a los productores, a los realizadores norteamericanos independientes y dar la oportunidad a gente que tenga cosas que contar, que decir a través de una película, desarrollar proyectos, el intercambio que pueda aprovechar de este instituto los mismos países latinoamericanos, mejorar el entendimiento entre los países y crear una equitativa distribución para que las personas que quieran hacer cine lo puedan hacer. El señor Redford tuvo una experiencia latinoamericana en una película trabajando con Ruben Blades y con Sonia Braga. ¿Cuál fue su impresión de trabajar con gente latinoamericana? Mr. Redford, can you tell us your impression working with Latin American people like Sonia Braga and like Ruben Blades?
Well, I loved it. You know, I cast them, so I cast them in the film, so obviously I liked their work. And the experience of working with them was wonderful. As a matter of fact, I had an easier time working with them than I did most of the American actors in the film. I found them very easy and very cooperative and a joy to work with, particularly Sonia.
Dice que particularmente con Sonia le gustó trabajar con ella. Fue más fácil que trabajar con actores norteamericanos. Los probó, les hizo un casting y después de esto los contrató para su película. Hablando de la parte política de muchos actores de los Estados Unidos, nos gustaría conocer si el señor Redford ha pensado en ser activista o participar en movimientos políticos. Have you think the possibility, Mr. Redford, in work on in politics or as an activist for any type of purposes?
Could you please restate the question?
Yes, of course. There are many actors in the United States that are working in different type of political campaigns with Mr. Bush, with Mr. Dukakis, in different directions. Have you think the possibility of working for any type of a political purpose as an activist or something like that?
Are you asking me, do I have the intention of doing this?
Yes.
No, normally I don't think it matters much on the national level. I usually don't think it matters to endorse a candidate running for president. If you are a celebrity in this country, I don't feel it really makes much difference. I think you can make a difference on the level of senator or the level of the House of Representatives. In other words, to go into the regions of America and to support a candidate, I think maybe you can make a little difference, but I don't think it makes any difference on the national level. So I have never really taken a position on the national level of supporting one candidate or another. This last election was different for me because I did go out across the country, but I went out speaking about the environment. I went out in speaking about the importance of land, the importance of protecting the air and the water and the resources of our land. But that was more about the environment rather than supporting Dukakis as a person.
Sí, él dice que normalmente no se debe endosar a un candidato a nivel nacional. Se tendría más sentido hacerlo a un senador o a un representante a la Cámara. En la última campaña estuvo viajando por el país hablando de la tierra, de la protección del aire, que de alguna manera pues se identificaba con algunos puntos de vista con Dukakis, pero no lo hacía con el propósito de endosarse a un candidato a nivel nacional. A propósito de este tema, ha habido pues algunos comentarios en Estados Unidos sobre su parecido con el vicepresidente Dan Quayle y han existido inclusive chistes. ¿Qué piensa él de eso? What do you think about Americans are saying that Mr. Quayle looks a little bit at you?
I don't think they're paying very close attention.
Why?
Because I don't think he does.
And what?
I don't think he looks like me. I don't think look like him. I'm very happy that I'm not like him.
Dice que la gente no ha puesto mucha atención, pero que él no se parece al señor Quayle ni el señor Quayle al señor Redford. Vamos a preguntarle qué opina del vicepresidente de los Estados Unidos. What is your opinion about Mr. Quayle as vice president?
Well, I think it's too early to have an opinion about Quayle as vice president. I think that his actions, what he says and what he does, will speak for themselves, and I think we will be able to judge very easily, what we think of him by simply what he says and what he does, and I'm sure that will come very soon.
Dice que es muy rápido para dar una opinión sobre su trabajo, pero que la gente muy fácilmente podrá identificar cuál ha sido el trabajo del señor Quayle. Acerca de su carrera cinematográfica, ¿cuál es la película que guarda con mayor cariño? ¿Cuál es la película en la que se ha sentido mejor en toda su inmensa carrera cinematográfica? About your movie career as an actor, in which film have you feel better?
In my career?
Yes, in your whole career.
There are That's a difficult question to answer because there are different reasons for liking different films. I think the film I enjoyed making the most was Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. That's the film I had the most fun making, and a character that I liked, that I felt very comfortable with and liked to play, because I like horses, I like to ride, I like the West, I like to be outdoors, and I'm probably a little bit of an outlaw myself. So I enjoyed that picture, and I had a wonderful time making it. There are other accomplishments that I'm very proud of. I'm very proud of the film All the President's Men. I like the film Jeremiah Johnson because it was about primitive wilderness and what it is like to have to live alone in the wilderness and how difficult it is. I liked making the Milagro Beanfield War because it is something that's very special to my heart. I am very partial to Latin America. I have a lot of affection for Latin American people, and I grew up in Los Angeles in a Hispanic neighborhood, in a Mexican neighborhood. So there was much influence in my life by Latin Americans, so I have very strong feelings about that culture. So I was happy to make the film to show that this culture exists in my country, but that this culture is threatened in my country, in that particular area of New Mexico. So those are projects I like. Also, I liked making a picture called The Candidate, which was about how we elect people in this country, how we get people elected. And I enjoyed making that film. So those are examples of what I liked making for different reasons.
El señor Redford dice que es difícil decir en qué película se ha sentido mejor porque todas han sido distintas y le han dado experiencias distintas. Y ha puesto algunos ejemplos de películas en las que se ha divertido, por ejemplo, como fue en el caso de Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Había caballos, había oeste, era una película hecha afuera y a él le gusta estar afuera. También le gustó hacer una cinta que se llamó Los Hombres del Presidente, All President Men. La película latinoamericana, Milagro Beanfield, porque él creció en un vecindario latinoamericano en la ciudad de Los Ángeles. El candidato, porque mostraba cómo los norteamericanos eligen a su gente. ¿Cómo se inicia Robert Redford en el cine? How did you start, Mr. Redford, in the film industry?
As an artist, I began as a painter, and I was living in New York, about 21 years old. And I was beginning a career as a painter. And I happened to go to a dramatic school in New York and decided that I liked it, and I got a job in a Broadway play. I started in the theater on Broadway in 1959. Then I went to television for 3 years, and then I went into film. So it was a natural progression. And I made three films in Hollywood, and I decided I didn't like it. I didn't think I wanted to do film, so I stopped, and I went to live in Spain. And I went to live in Spain for 6 months, and I resumed painting. And then I went to Greece, and I lived on an island for another 6 months. But after a year, I was forced to come back to honor a contract to make the film Barefoot in the Park. And that brought me back to the United States, and it brought me back into film. And then I made Butch Cassidy. So I had I changed my mind, and I decided to stay with a career in film.
Dice el señor Redford,
that kind of speaks for itself.
Dice el señor Redford que él comenzó con una carrera progresiva como la de mucha gente, fue un artista, un pintor, venía de Nueva York, a sus 21 años se interesó por la actuación, entró a una escuela dramática, hizo teatro, hizo televisión 3 años, después hizo 3 películas en Hollywood, se detuvo, se fue a vivir a España 6 meses, siguió pintando, se fue a Grecia, una isla, otros 6 meses, y después decidió ya reengancharse con el contrato que lo lanzó a la fama con Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. A propósito de la pintura, ¿aún conserva ese hábito de pintar? Are you still a painter? Are you still painting?
Yes, a little, but not as much as I would like, because I've been so busy in the last few years, you know, making film.
Sí, dice que un poquito, pero que tiene que dedicar su tiempo a sus películas. ¿Cuál es el pintor que más le gusta en el mundo? Which one is your favorite painter in the world?
I don't have a favorite painter. I have many.
Dice,
many artists that I like.
Dice que no tiene uno favorito. Hay muchos artistas que le gustan. Y a propósito de cosas que le gustan, ¿qué piensa de las películas, de las nominaciones, de lo que pasó este año en el premio Oscar de la Academia? ¿Cuáles eran sus películas favoritas? Películas que muchos colombianos han visto. Mr. Redford, about the things that you like. What do you like about the Oscars this year? What do you think about nominations, about the awards? Which one was your favorite film?
I did not see the Oscars this year. I don't have any opinion about the Oscars.
Dice que no tiene ninguna opinión, no vio los Óscares este año. ¿Qué referencia tiene de nuestro país, de Colombia, que ha oído de nuestro país? What have you heard about our country, about Colombia? Have you been here?
No, I would like very much to come to Colombia. I've heard many, many things about Colombia, but I always prefer to go someplace to decide rather than just decide based on what you hear. But I hear it's a beautiful country. I have really enjoyed meeting the people that I have met from Colombia. And for many, many years, about 10 years, I've been looking forward to the opportunity to come to Colombia. So I still would like that very much. I have a very good impression of Colombia.
Dice el señor Redford que tiene una muy buena impresión de Colombia, no conoce nuestro país, no quiere dar una opinión porque prefiere ir a un país que ha escuchado que es un país lindo y después de conocer nuestro país, emitir su opinión. Acerca del cine latinoamericano, ¿ha visto alguna película de calidad latinoamericana que le haya impresionado? Have you seen any Latin American film that you like?
Well, yeah, oh, very, very many, yes, many, too many to mention here. There's a filmmaker who is here who had worked in Colombia, Jaime Osorio, who is from there, and he came to Sundance last summer to work on his project that he's going to film somewhere in that area. I've seen many, many films from Latin America that I like. Eliseo Zubillo, who made Man Facing Southeast from Argentina. He has been to Sundance. I enjoyed his film very much. I like very much the films of Rui Guerra, Carlos Diegas. There are many, many filmmakers that I appreciate very much.
Bueno, nombra a varios realizadores latinoamericanos, un argentino, Rui Guerra, pero entre otros a Jaime Osorio, quien es colombiano y quien ha estado en el Sundance Institute, va a preparar una película para filmarla en nuestro país. Finalmente, y agradeciendo estos momentos al señor Redford, un joven actor que le esté escuchando en este momento, ¿qué recomendación podría recibir de uno de los actores más populares del mundo, más populares en Colombia y que ha recorrido pues ya mucho camino? Mr. Redford, and thank you for your attention. In the suppose of that, any person who is hearing you right now and wants to be a big actor as you, what can you advise to them? What can you say to a person who is starting in this moment?
I would say it is very difficult for me to speak about another country and another culture when I have not been there. The politics of Latin America is not my business. I might be very interested in what is going on in Brazil, particularly with the rainforest. I think that it's extremely important for the world. What I think the world is paying a lot of attention to what is happening in Brazil at the moment, and they're paying a lot of attention to what is happening in all of Latin America, and I think there will be more and more attention that will be paid. So, but the politics of each country is not my business. So I don't know what would motivate someone from another culture, another country, but I think it's probably the same as far as being an actor is concerned, and that is, if you want to be an actor, Because it is a very painful journey. It is a very, very painful, difficult journey. It can go very fast. It can burn very hot, like a star in the sky. Or it can be very painful and slow and full of agony. So, because of the pain, I think that you must want it more than anything else in the world. My advice to an actor would be, don't begin it unless you want it more than anything else.
No comience a menos de que realmente lo quiera hacer, es la frase que dice el señor Redford para un actor que quiera comenzar. Esta es una carrera llena de dolor y depende de usted, porque la agonía puede ser lenta, también puede ser muy rápida y volar como una estrella en el cielo. Pero si quiere ser un actor, debe hacerlo porque realmente quiere. No es difícil comentar porque las culturas de los países son distintas y no es su negocio atender pues cuestiones locales de otros países. Pero básicamente un actor debe ser eso. Agradecemos en la ciudad de Nueva York a uno de los actores más famosos y a uno de los personajes, si no el más importante, que ha desfilado por nuestro programa, Robert Redford. Mr. Redford, thank you very much. It has been our honor to speak with you, and the best of luck with your new film.
Thank you very much, and my salutations to the people of Colombia, and my appreciation for the honor. I am very honored and very flattered. Thank you.
Muchas gracias a Robert Redford. Ha sido un honor hablar con él. Que tenga un buen sábado en Nueva York.